Well, Al Jazeera's Shireen Tadros has been speaking to John Ging. Now, he's the head of UN's Relief and Works Agency in the Gaza Strip. And as we mentioned, he blames political failure for what he called the shocking humanitarian situation in Gaza following the Israeli invasion.
I'm just shocked by what I have seen and heard. This is the point where the inhumanity is visible in shocking terms, in the nature of the injuries, the brutality of the injuries, the scale of the injuries and human suffering for, of course, those who are injured, those who are dead. It's over, tragically. And then the families who are all in anguish for their loved ones. It's an awful scene here. Of course, the staff of the hospital, phenomenal staff here. They've been working around the clock. This is the 11th day. They're exhausted, but they're going on. Electricity, this is the big issue. This hospital has not had electricity in 4 days. It's all generator power. If those generators go down, and they were not built to go continuously, if they go down, then those who are in the intensive care unit will die. What you have in this hospital is the consequences of political failure and the complete absence of any accountability for the actions that are now being taken, this military operation. Who's accountable for those innocent people who have been killed and injured? This is what we want. It's the rule of the gun now, and it has to stop. There's nowhere safe in Gaza. Everyone here is terrorized and traumatized, and they're right to be, because there is no safe haven. You cannot flee this violence. You can't even flee it. I'm appealing to the political leaders here, in Israel, in the region, and around the world to get their act together and stop this. It's their responsibility. They're the ones that are issuing the political decisions. This is the result of political failure. They are responsible for the deaths. There is no alternative, and it's not my wisdom. It's the wisdom of so many global leaders have said this conflict will not be resolved through military means. It has to go back to political forum. We have responsibility, because the civilian population here have no protection at the moment. They're dying in their hundreds, they're being injured in their thousands, and they're entitled to action from the international community. And the international community must be accountable for its action or inaction in protecting civilians caught up in conflict, because these people are trapped. They cannot even flee this conflict. They don't even have that option, as they would have elsewhere in the world.